Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A partial verdict has been decided in Sean Combs' trial, but the jury cannot agree on the racketeering charge, so they'll be back at it this morning. ABC's Aaron Katursky with more.
The 8-man, 4-woman jury reached a verdict on 2 counts of sex trafficking and 2 counts of transportation for the purposes of prostitution. But on racketeering conspiracy, the jury wrote in a note, "We have jurors with unpersuadable opinions on both sides." Combs looked shaken, slumped in his seat, wiping his eyes as his lawyers stood around him, his children rushing back to court.
The suspect in the Idaho college student murders will be in court today, where he is expected to change his plea to guilty. Brian Koberger expected to receive 4 consecutive life sentences with no chance of parole. 2,000 flight cancellations on Tuesday because of the weather, most of them in and out of New York and Washington. Some of those affected by the airline troubles, members of Congress, who have been called back, the House anyway, to the Capitol to vote on the budget bill. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. In September, the Oshkosh Common Council voted to increase the fines for illegal fireworks within the city. As we get closer to the 4th of July holiday and the summer festivities, the Oshkosh Police Department is reminding residents that exploding fireworks like firecrackers and those that leave the ground like bottle rockets are illegal within city limits and can result in fines of up to $1,000. In a press release, the Oshkosh Police Department said fireworks may be enjoyable, but they can also cause distress to many of our community, especially those with PTSD or noise sensitivities. OPD will be monitoring firework retailers and will respond to complaints to enforce the new ordinance and fines. It's 126 years old, and lawmakers and leaders have been advocating for its closure for years. Yesterday, Mark Bourne, the co-chair of the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee, said that as part of the discussion on the state budget, the groundwork is being laid to close Green Bay Correctional Institution.
But I think it's important to note that we're investing across the entire state system, including moving forward plans in the Department of Corrections to make sure that we right size and innovate in that area for the future, and also make sure that we close Green Bay Correctional by 2029.
Meanwhile, Democratic State Senator Kelda Royce says there are no guarantees.
Republicans just threw it right in the garbage and are now doing this trick again to put it in this very fancy lockbox where it's never going to happen. It is a phantom. It's a total mirage. There's nothing that we're doing in this budget that's going to allow Green Bay to be closed.
Green Bay Correctional Institution opened its doors in 1898. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
The crew in New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Mets in a doubleheader today after being rained out last night in Queens. The Brewers coming off a 4-3 loss in extra innings to the last place Rockies on Sunday. Pat Murphy.
You know, things have been going our way a bunch. We haven't had games like this in a while, so it's a good reminder that you can lose these games.
Basketball, the number one topic in NBA free agency. So far, the Bucks waiving Damian Lillard.
Over $110 million over the next couple years. That means the Bucks are going to have $20 million on their books for the next 5 years. That is a lot of dead money, but that shows these level of pressure that this Milwaukee Bucks team is under to go out and get a guy, Miles Turner, who can help them right now. Now, the Bucks still have a lot of things to sort out. They still need point guard help. Kevin Porter Jr. is not really an ideal long-term option as a starting point guard. You'd like to get another fix there, but this does give the Bucks some additional flexibility to go out and make more moves to add to this roster because they did lop off a whole bunch of money from their books.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Logging and Heritage Festival July 12th and 13th on Stevenson Island. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
We have a slight chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm later this afternoon and again tonight. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to drop into the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, isolated storms, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the UW system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night, and today the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Join us this Wednesday for our special early July 4th episode, digging deep on today's attacks on our freedoms. Defending civil rights isn't optional. It's our shared obligation. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allbaugh Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Mino the Mayor, a beautiful, fun Wednesday here.
This is going to be awesome.
This is going to be awesome. What some phenomenal guests. John Kramer, our man, headlines for the Press Times. Ever since they gave him an actual job.
Yeah.
Instead of the world's longest intern. Yeah. He's just doing great things for us.
Brought it home today, boy.
Yeah. My goodness. Oh, hi, John.
Why do you got to do that to me?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right.
Good to
thank
see
you.
We never know which John's going to show up. Last week, he's in his full regalia as Admiral in the Coast Guard. Now he's like the media guy here.
I'm not an admiral. I'm just a...
You will be.
No, I have no desire to...
You'll see. I've talked to some
have that
people.
Position.
We're moving you up.
Yeah, you know people.
Right. Hey, tell everybody who we have here, because this is really truly exciting.
Well, we have the Power Tool Horns from Big Mouth and the Power Tool Horns that are going to be playing a little Star Spangled Banner for us.
Just
and then we
awesome.
Have the... The infamous,
introduce
famous,
everybody. Yeah, introduce everybody.
Woody Mankowski is going to give us a little rendition of America the Beautiful. So we got Bill Denny, Fluffy.
Right.
He's the band leader and everyone's favorite trombone player. We got Mark over there. What do you play,
Alto.
Mark?
Alto. I'm playing saxophone today.
Well, we should have Fluffy introduce him. They're his
yeah,
boys.
Not, right. not, everybody. Not yeah, me. Yeah, John's struggling a little bit. Go ahead, Fluffy.
So Mark Jimis is playing alto saxophone. And Steve Johnson is playing baritone saxophone, and today we have Kevin Short playing trumpet with us.
So all I'm right. supposed to know the different kinds of saxophones? I apologize. That's on me.
Everybody knows that.
Jim actually would have. Jim would have known every single one.
He would have claimed
guys.
He knew it.
But for our listeners, and I think our listeners are here in Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh, and I think everyone knows this group and these people. But if they don't, this is talent personified. Been playing together, what, 30 years?
Yeah, 30 plus.
30 plus?
Yeah.
Okay, 30 plus. And you've brought so much just happiness to this community, and I've seen you many, many times. And really, thank you for being here. And to kick off the 4th of July with you guys is...
And giving him a special deal for his daughter's yeah. wedding reception.
Well, that's special. We still talk about it. And it was 10 years ago.
Hey, and it was great. We had your new female singer on.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. A couple of weeks
ago. Yeah.
Kelsey.
Yeah, Kelsey. She was great.
And Rick.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, of
Don't
course.
Forget
yeah.
about Rick.
Sorry, Rick. Was he here? Oh, that's right. How busy are you guys?
This week we have 5 gigs left this week. So we have 3 private parties tonight up in Fish Creek. And then tomorrow, actually the next 3 nights are in Door County. And then our next public gig is on Saturday at the Alpine in Egg Harbor. and then on Sunday afternoon at the Pet Skull Brewery in Manitowoc.
Have you noticed one thing? Like Cheese Curd Nick, all of our people that come in here, where are you going? I'm in Door County this week. Oh, yeah, I can't do it. I'm in Door County this week.
And did you, a lot of times it's followed by private party.
Yeah. it's not that far. It's just up the road.
Yeah, but
I can take you up there.
Yeah,
if you're
scared.
I'm just saying.
You know what? It's one of those things, though, too. Once you get, like, even Cheese Curd Nick, he said, once you get your niche in a certain place, a certain area, man. And you get your return customers, so to speak, that's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, we've been very lucky, you know, to be up in Door County all the time, you know. And the original group with Jay and Paul and Pat and Woody, you know, started up in Door County at John's Bar.
Yeah.
Was one of the very first gigs of Big
You
Mouth.
Owned a bar?
Yeah.
What bar?
The Nautical Inn in Sturgeon Bay?
The Naughty Nautical Inn.
I've been there.
Yeah, I own that for time.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Luckily, I got out of it without completely losing my...
I guess. Yeah. And that's where you guys started?
That's where the four-piece, the original.
Yeah.
The original
so what year
band.
Was that then?
Oh, that I owned it?
Yeah.
1990-something to 1990-something.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, before I went active duty.
It was kind of a blur.
Yeah.
Like most bar owners.
Note to the listeners, don't buy a bar.
Yeah. And Woody, you and I were going to be partners. Buy a little neighborhood kind of tavern.
I'm not partnering.
Remember we talked about that?
No, I'm not doing that.
All right.
So that's where I met these guys originally. It was at the Nautical Inn when I owned it. I had partners. It wasn't just me. And that's where I got to meet Fluffy and the boys and got to know them, and obviously a lasting friendship.
You know what I think is really cool? How many people here? Well, we got two that are both teachers.
Three educators.
Who else do we have in here? Oh, the glam band. One of their guys. Teacher. You know what? Music teacher. I just think that's so cool that these young kids can walk into class and here's a guy who's been very, very, very successful, or guys have been very, very successful. So they know what it's all about. You know what I mean? Everybody can, you know, learn how to be a music instructor, but you guys go out there and bear your souls to people and audiences and stuff. And I just think that's because I remember when I was a kid and my history teacher played for the Marquette Iron Rangers, hockey player. And that was like, cool. You know, you'd read about him in the paper and go watch him play and everything like that. So that's got to be fun for some of these
kids. Did he body check you into the lockers ever?
He was a real little guy. He was a center. He was the smallest hockey player. He was like 5'5", little, one of those quick little Canucks, as they used to say. I don't know if we're allowed to use that term anymore. All right.
I don't know.
You don't know the term?
Well, I know the term. Oh,
okay. I don't know if we're allowed to use that anymore. Okay, I'm taking that back.
All right. I just think it's great how...
Oh, we got to hear. So, okay, Todd, give us a moment. Enough of me talking. We want to hear you guys play.
All right.
Yeah, so go ahead and set up. And, Jim, if you want to finish your comment.
I was going to say.
People
I think
can
it's...
stand up if they need to or whatever
guys,
they want to do.
Ready. You're going to play
we're get out of your way.
In 30 seconds. We're going to get out of your way here. I want to just pick up on what Johnny's saying. I just think it's great how you share your talent with the community, but also with these students, because they're the future of our music here in the community. And I know they really look up to you, because we had some of the students in here, too, and they love you guys teaching. All right. Somebody want to? What do you want to talk a little bit about the song? Or,
well, I'm pretty sure this is an arrangement by Terry Winch of our national anthem, which is the Star Spangled Banner.
Way to put Woody on the spot.
Well, at least you knew it.
Thank you.
The flyover.
I don't have goosebumps at all. I don't know about you, Jim.
Yeah, that was great.
That was unbelievable. That was unbelievable.
You guys do that at Lambeau?
Wow.
Wow. That was great.
How great was that? Todd, how did it sound coming through there?
Excellent. Nice job.
Because it sure sounded great in here. Man. Do you guys do, like, feature, like, a patriotic show this time of year at all? Or do you just kind of toss some of those things in and...
We've done the Celebrate DePeer. We've helped and assisted during their program a little bit.
Okay.
We always play the Star Spangled Banner this week. And then...
Do you kick off the show or end a show with that?
Usually in the middle.
In the middle?
Yep. And then we've also... we've done, you know, sometimes some vets will ask if we could just, you know, add something to our program.
Right.
If they have something patriotic we could do.
Cool.
So who put that arrangement together?
Terry Winch. Terry is a friend of ours, and
all of us
sitting here, and Terry went to UWGB together, went through that music program.
No kidding.
We're always all thankful for the teachers that we had at that time.
Jump in on this.
Terry's I think down in South Carolina right now, but Terry has actually written music for like the Super Bowl halftime show before. Has done a lot of religious writing and stuff like that for really big churches around the country and stuff like that, but has lived in the area, has played with the band before. So he wrote that arrangement for us, and we've just been doing it for a long time. But we've done a lot of different patriotic things, I think, with the band and in our schools and stuff as well, too, back and forth.
Did everybody show up this year?
What do you mean?
Wow.
Well, what is that?
Wow.
Look at the time.
Oh, man. I missed one event in my life.
That's right.
Wow. One event in my life.
Thank God for Kramer.
This is not letting
one event in my life.
I've been in this in my pocket for a long time.
Good job. Way to pull it out.
Oh, my God. Did I just
the MC didn't show.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Fluffy was there.
I saved your too life
soon.
Again.
Too soon.
The scar isn't fully healed over.
It's fun when you can use it, though, right? It's just you carry that around, and it's finally, here's the opportunity.
I don't know if I have the patience that you do to carry that around and pull it out right here.
I bragged about that program so many times. Yeah. The Denmark Middle School Veterans Day. I said, I'm proud to be there. I've been doing it for 20 years. When it's the greatest thing, when I came over to visit you guys, John, the school that gave the most amount of stuff was whatever they ask, I'll be there.
So maybe a little background on this?
Yeah, just quickly.
So I was supposed to emcee a thing at Denmark Middle School for Bill and the amazingly wonderful Veterans Day program they put on for the community.
They do.
And I forget what happened, and I missed it.
You had the date confused.
something. Veterans Day isn't always on the 11th or something. Yeah, I don't know.
And I happened to be there covering it for the Press Times, and I lined up the guests that you were supposed to interview.
Who was it? I don't remember now.
Jen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right.
So
yeah. Okay.
So I covered for John.
You ever get that sweat where it just pops up? I'm not even joking. Where you all of a sudden feel like your t-shirt is sticking to to sweat?
Yeah, you owe me for that.
Well, I saved your life. I've done so many things for you. My God. I have, Fluff. I'm serious.
Way to ruin his 4th of July. Thanks, man.
My life would be the same if I haven't met you.
There you go.
But it's not the other way around.
Okay, whatever. Yeah. Hey, guys, introduce yourselves again.
Well, hold on, we got 1 minute.
Oh, just 1 minute.
When we come back, Woody's going to actually sing for us.
Oh, okay, awesome. Phenomenal. Right. Okay, we'll go from there.
Yep.
All right, we'll take a break. Quick break. This is so phenomenal. Headlines for the Press Times. John Kramer brings some of his friends along just to, you know, have some phenomenal live music heading into the 4th of July.
Give you some crap. It's always good.
Give me some crap, and I am literally sweating. Big mouth of power tool horns. Wow.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
This 4th of July, Civic Media would like to recognize the men and women of the armed forces for defending our freedom. This message brought to you by C. McP. Realty. Ready to sell your home? List with Chris. It's that simple. Call C. McP. Realty, 920-642-0980. 920-642-0980. Have a happy and safe 4th of July from C. McP. Realty.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first baseline on the field level.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
This 4th of July, Fun Pros Event Planning Services would like you to join them in pausing to reflect on the sacrifices made by America's men and women of the armed forces in defense of our nation's liberty. Fun Pros Event Planning Service has Wisconsin's best team-building activities and the most innovative interactive games. For your next company meeting, holiday party, or family get-together, call Fun Pros 920-886-3594. 920-886-3594.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here on a beautiful Wednesday morning, and you can't get much better than having these people in here. We got some big-time stars. They got groupies outside the window waving at them, giving them a
from
heart.
They're from the Philippines.
Oh, nice. Awesome. Right, yeah. So is it like that for you always with the ladies?
Just asking. Because we've only been doing the show for 2 years. That's the first time
we've never had a
groupies.
Hot lady come and give us a love sign.
I set that up.
Okay, good.
Just like you set me up.
These guys know what they're doing.
Right. I just want to check Woody's microphone. You want to give it a try there and just.
Hello.
Hang on a sec. Keep going for me.
Hello. 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 Hello.
Hang on.
Check.
Oh, there it is.
Perfect.
I'm loving it.
All right.
Was that 1973?
I don't know.
Todd Rundgren.
No.
I know. I watched that this morning.
Hey, everybody, introduce themselves one more time here, if you don't mind, Bill.
I'm Bill
Starting
Denny.
With you.
Yep, Bill Denny.
Woody Mankowski is me.
Mark Chimmis.
Steve Johnson.
Kevin Short. All right, there you go. Kevin Short, the Trumpist. All right, Fluff, tell me a little bit about what we're going to be doing here and what this guy's been doing lately.
Next is Woody is going to be singing "America the Beautiful." And Woody, could you tell us about your U.S. tour that you just finished?
Yeah. We just did a tour with Todd Rundgren, and it was all Burt Bacharach music, and we put together a really great group of people from the internet, you know, people with really huge followings, and it was a really interesting, diverse group and awesome.
How did you hook up with Todd Rundgren?
He's done work with the producer of the Burt Bacharach show before.
Okay.
They did a David Bowie tribute called Celebrating David Bowie.
Oh.
And that tour did really well. So
where'd you go? What'd you do? Tell me about the tour.
We started it in Los Angeles, and we kind of made our way across the country.
Really?
And ended up in St. Petersburg,
wow.
Florida, and then Fort Lauderdale. But yeah, we played in New York and Dallas and... like everything in between, but we didn't come up north, which
for me, it was very sad.
I guess. That would have been awesome. Yeah. Okay, yeah, you ready to do it? Yeah. Give him a nice introduction there, Bill.
So Woody's going to be singing the Ray Charles version of America the Beautiful.
Wow, phenomenal.
That.
Oh, beautiful, four heroes proved. In liberating strife, who more than self their country loved? And mercy more than life. America, America, may God thy gold refine till all success be nobleness and ever regain divine. And we used to sing it like this in school. Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber raves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. But now wait a minute, I'm talking about America, sweet America. You know God, he done shed his grace on thee. He crowned thy good. Yes, he did. Yes, in brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Everybody sing now. America, I love you, America. You see, my God, he shed his grace on thee. Yes, he did. And you ought to love him for it, cause he crowned thy good. He told me he would. Yes, with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Unbelievable.
That's great.
Unbelievable. Man. I hope it sounded as good out in the airwaves as it sounded in this studio, because that was absolutely incredible, Woody. Just incredible.
Thank you.
Wow.
That is goosebumps. That was great.
That was unbelievable. We can't thank you guys enough for being here. Once again, Fluff, tell everybody where you're going to be this week.
Saturday will be at the Alpine in Egg Harbor.
Nice
from
place.
6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And on Sunday afternoon, we'll be at the Petsco Brewing Company from 2 to 5:30.
In Two Rivers?
In Manitowoc.
Manitowoc, right. Yeah. That's a great place. That's a fun place.
Yeah.
Get their boiled shrimp.
Uh-oh.
It's really good. You guys are phenomenal.
Thank you guys
for doing
this.
We can't thank you guys enough for doing this.
Thanks for having us.
Jim's writing out that check for $3,000.
Yeah.
Okay. So it is 1994, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you guys so
that was
much.
Great.
Have a great 4th. Have a great safe weekend. Yeah. Whole thing.
Thank
appreciate
you guys.
You guys like you can't.
You talk about Christmas songs putting you in the spirit. Those songs, we got to put you in the spirit for the 4th. That's
no
great.
Question
thank
about
you guys.
It. All right. We're going to start a quick break. Terry Barr, Slice of Wisconsin, coming up next.
Nothing 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Supreme Court scheduled to release written opinions on a case that involves a statewide abortion ban written in 1849 today. The much-anticipated ruling seeks to bring clarity to whether the 176-year-old law should be enforced in Wisconsin. Lawmakers spent the day yesterday working on the bipartisan budget deal. It marks a shift in strategy for legislative Republicans who had previously ended negotiations with Governor Tony Evers over funding for child care, education, and the UW system. But they came to an agreement on child care, and they'll continue to fund providers. Savannah Tomei Olson has details.
Child Care Counts is the government subsidy program that's helped providers stay afloat for years. A survey showed without that money, a quarter of child care centers across Wisconsin could close. The budget deal technically allows Child Care Counts to end while starting new initiatives and new payments to providers. Ruth Schmidt is the executive director of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Association. She was hoping for something like this.
I have never felt this level of optimism about childcare, and I think that feels good. It feels like people are listening to advocates. They're listening to parents who are calling and saying, I'm in a crisis and I can't do this.
The plan also includes a $1.3 billion tax cut, increased funding for the UW system, more money for infrastructure and roads, and increases for special ed reimbursement rates. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The budget is set to go to the full legislature for a vote sometime today. Republican leaders say they have the votes, even though a few Republicans in the Senate have said they wouldn't vote for this budget. After it gets the full approval from lawmakers, Governor Tony Evers has 10 business days to sign it. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's been lots of royal family drama over the last few years, which eventually culminated in a formal estrangement for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, also known as Harry and Meghan, which sounds a lot less sexy. Head of the not-really-necessary royal outfit, King Charles has made it known that he's going to buck tradition and wants the Sussexes to be front and center at his eventual funeral when the time comes. The New York Post reports that Charles has made it clear he would like his son Harry to walk side by side with his brother William, who will then be king. Charles has also stated that he would like Harry and Meghan and their children, Archie and Lilibet, good lord, they actually want people to dislike them, to take part in the lying in state and candlelight vigil portion of the funeral. There has been no comment yet from the Sussexes. I'm not being lazy, the Duchess and Duke are actually referred to by the county name. As the Squire of Marinette, Wisconsin, I can confirm this. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Logging and Heritage Festival July 12th and 13th on Stevenson Island. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
We have a slight chance of a scattered shower or a thunderstorm later this afternoon and again tonight. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to drop into the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, isolated storms, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm going to put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God. Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it. And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activity, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin state budget, good, bad, what's going on with that? Dan Schaefer will join us to talk about that. Darren Von Ruden and Wisconsin farmers in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Wow. That was maybe the greatest segment we've had in the 2 years we've been doing this show. Big Mouth, and the Power Tool Horns in our studio with a couple of patriotic songs heading into the 4th of July. Literally, we got texts here. First one from Mark. The absolute best band for a wedding reception, Big Mouth and Power Tool Horns. Thank you, Bill, and the band 15 years ago at Heritage Hill, who played all night long. Oh, yeah. Got one here from Tina. Wow, wow, exclamation points. Thank you. Got one here from Cowboy Dave. I got goosebumps from that. Thank you. Nancy, wow, with applause after applause after applause.
And Woody Mankowski on those vocals, yeah, on America, yeah, the Beautiful. Yeah.
And we both saw Ray Charles when he was in Green Bay, and that's perfect. I mean, it's
unbelievable.
It was.
That was incredible.
John, yeah, Kramer set that up for us.
John, you know, Kramer, Press Times, thank you so much.
That took a lot. I mean, that's a lot of talent in this room.
I don't know how long the America the Beautiful went, but I'd be told you wanted to, for our last segment, if we
have Terry Barton
for this one, for that last segment, just play that song. We'll intro it and go.
Or tomorrow, for sure.
The recording will not be ready till the end of the hour.
Got it. Okay.
But we will play it tomorrow on the show. Probably both songs tomorrow on the show.
We were almost thinking heading into it with the Star Spangled Banner and ending it with America the Beautiful.
Sure. Yeah.
Because that was just spine tingling.
Yeah.
That was good stuff. Really, really good. Wow.
Interesting that we were talking about what they got five shows this week, and three of them are private parties. And that's quite a coup to get those guys in, because that's, I think that's great that they're that sought after. And they've been playing
and another thing, though, too, so many of them are educators.
Yeah, I know. That's,
you know what I mean?
They're sharing that talent.
Yeah.
It's not just on stage, they're sharing it in the classroom.
Yeah.
And those kids must really look up to them.
Oh, you know? That's what I mean. I just think that's so cool.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll tell you what, at Denmark Middle School there, that band, right, when they do their patriotic theme for Veterans Day, it's really impressive.
Well, and then, you know, Ashwaubenon, they just bring it in. Their theater program, you know, theater, but their music program is just great. And that's because they had some great instructors out there.
Yeah.
And the kids are the kids. But anyway, that was a lot of fun. I hope we can do that again sometime.
No question about it.
I was serious about that when we were wrapping up. You know, sometimes it's like, oh, I'm just not feeling it. And then you go to an unbelievable Christmas show. It's like, I feel it. If that didn't,
you know, it's still, it gets you in the mood. Yeah. But you know what I still like to watch? I think it's the 4th of July night is the Boston Pops.
They
do it out
DC. Stars and Stripes Forever. We're celebrating, all right.
No question about it. This is good stuff. And I'll tell you another thing, though, too. I know, well, every community around here has, you know, 4th of July events and everything like that. But we were talking that when I was a kid, and maybe you had more, you were in more of a city area here, you know, whatever. But, you know, there was like, I think the Gwynn picnic might have been on the 4th of July. And that would be like, you know, you know what I mean?
Right.
And now, my goodness, what we're doing down here in Green Bay is unbelievable. What they're doing Appleton, Oshkosh, all the different areas around here, Door County. I mean, it's become, I guess what I'm saying is, you know, we always say that in our area, patriotism was so big, blah, blah, blah. Man, it's so much bigger now in a lot of ways.
We're talking about that.
Celebrate it more.
Right. We're talking about that yesterday in school. And I said, so what are we celebrating? And in her defense, she wasn't from the United States. But, you know, I'm like, how many years? And, who'd we get our independence from? And not so sure they were all up to speed.
Well, okay. But you know what, though? Sometimes that's partly because they didn't see the movie Dazed and Confused.
John, I didn't see it either.
Yeah, it was based in 1976 at high school, and they're all leaving for summer vacation in 76. She says, one thing to remember during your summer vacation, our independence is for a bunch of rich old white guys who own slaves and didn't want to pay taxes. So as they saw Dave and Confused, then they would know. Yeah.
But I think the other reason people like this day, you know, maybe selfishly, is like I mentioned to you yesterday, is, you know, there's no gifts.
No pressure.
It's just pressure. And the food is
easy. You can be in a tank top.
Right. You don't have to dress up.
Yep.
It's like, this is pretty cool. So
Yep.
Yeah, everybody can celebrate. So yes. I'm really looking forward to it. I can't wait.
Yeah, me too. I mean, this is a great week. Great week for these kind of things. And that forecast, which has been a little bit on and off. So right now we've got...
We're back. I was looking at break.
What does it say now?
We're good.
Because what we had early was mostly sunny, isolated thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight, high in the mid-80s. And we were just talking about the farmer's market in downtown Green Bay. 5 out of the 7 nights they've had heavy rain. So it's like, are they going to get one good one here tonight?
No, I have no rain tomorrow, but maybe I don't have the right thing. But then Nick did throw Pete under the bus, so I don't have any
rain
tomorrow.
Okay, that's awesome.
It's just 88.
But they're talking about the fourth being like 90, right?
88, yeah.
88, 90. Yeah. Okay. Okay, where you go in Green Lake area or Elkhart Lake area, is it any cooler there because of that lake or is it not big enough?
No, nah, it's maybe 1 or 2 degrees. No.
All right.
No, it's, but we're in the water.
Yeah, you're
on the
water.
So that's, it's really not being, it's a beach, so you get in the water, and it's very shallow, too. Yeah, so.
Try to work on that tan a little bit, would you?
Yeah, I will. I will.
Haven't gotten enough sun yet this summer.
No, it's been pretty quiet.
All right, Todd. You can, if you're on a boat at night, you just put your face in front there, and there'd be this glow just going around the lake.
Jim's sitting in a room all by himself. You open the door and all you hear is.
No, I did rent the pontoon boat though. So be
are you going to drive it?
Yeah. We need a.
Oh, you got to get some video of that.
No, you
got
to get
some video. Is Kramer still here?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
And then didn't reserve kayaks, but they have a ton of them out there. So we'll do that too. But those are two people or four people ones?
The regular ones?
Go with one of my kids and regular ones. And probably on Sunday because there's no motorized boats on Sunday.
Yeah.
So it's very quiet.
That's the best time to go.
And then they have some sunset cruises and we'll see. It's very chill. Like you said, it's just very, very relaxing.
I was going to actually ask John about this, now that you bring that up, but I don't know if with the Auxiliary Coast Guard, if they deal with like inland lakes as much as like the big lakes. Yeah, I guess they do because Winnebago they do. But anyway, I saw a big controversy that's happening in Wisconsin at some of these lakes, kind of like the one you're probably going to. People buy these expensive boats so that their wake is like 5 times higher than a different wake or something for like wakeboarding. Have you heard about that?
Really? So they throw off a better wake?
Yeah.
More fun for the kids.
Absolutely.
But then
it's not fun for like kayakers and stuff.
Right. Or pontoon boats. Really? So finally a change in boating.
Yeah.
Something new with the wakes.
Anybody know about that?
Five times? Well, that would be.
Something like, I'm throwing out 5 times.
But it's
a lot more.
Well, that would be a lot more fun for.
I know if you're the one using it. And not as much fun if you're not the one. Right. That's just from what I'm reading. I've never seen them, never whatever, don't experience it. This is just what I read about.
I can see people sitting around saying, what can we do to improve this motor? Faster. Nah, it goes fast enough. Let's change the wake.
Yeah. That's what they've done.
That's like a really good idea. Huh.
Speaking of all this, John Kramer and Kevin will be in tomorrow to talk a little bit about boating safety for the 4th.
So, oh, great. Yeah, excellent.
Okay. Yep.
Excellent. Excellent. Very cool.
Let's get his opinion.
Well, that's what I mean.
It flips him over.
Well, that's what I mean, though. It would be good to talk to somebody like that and see if they've been, contacted.
Right.
About something like that. Because that's the type of thing they do, the auxiliary. I think that those are the kind of things they really look into.
But the bottom line on all that stuff is throw a life preserver, preferably on, but if not on, throw it in.
Yeah, I just want to, we've had such a wonderful day, and not to make some, but terrible tragedy up in the UP. Three people in a canoe in Lake Superior, 2 of them drowned. And like I was telling our guy Brian here from the Brown County Sheriff's Department, who was on the dive team and everything, I can't even imagine a harder job. The dive team members called out at 4 a.m. to go and try to find the bodies.
Right.
Because in Lake Superior, if you don't find them right away, you'll never find them. It's a bizarre thing. Like the Edmund Fitzgerald, they've never found a single person or a single body. I mean, it's like Gordon Lightfoot says, Lake Superior never gives up its dead.
Yeah.
And that's true.
Do they get eaten? What do you mean?
No, the water is so cold that they don't decay.
Right.
And then they like get heavy and sink to the bottom, which in Lake Superior
could be awfully
500 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah.
They've never found anyone off that?
If they get there right away. Okay, if they get there right away and it's not that deep.
Well, it's kind of cool, though. If they do find them, they'll be preserved.
Absolutely. Yeah. Isn't that something? Yeah. I know why that's a good thing.
I'm not sure either. That was just kind of an odd.
Just threw that out there randomly.
Well, okay, whatever.
Okay. Yeah, just saying.
So I just looked that up about the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
Nobody's recovered. There was one body discovered back in 1994 during an
like in a cabin or something.
Yeah, expedition or something like that.
Yeah.
But that was it. That's all.
And I think they left it there, didn't they?
I think so.
Yeah.
Undisturbed.
Yeah. Undisturbed. Yeah. Because it's a national graveyard, right, so to speak, now. Yeah. Yeah. You didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
Didn't you ever go to the museum in Two Rivers? You lived like across the street from it?
Oh, you got to go, Jim.
That's actually a good place.
You would love that.
It is. That's a Maritime Museum.
And it's haunted. That's all I'll say about that.
You know what, Todd? I was just reading something else about somebody here, and they said it was one of the most haunted. Oh, no. Oh, you know where it was?
Where?
Gettysburg.
Oh, yeah.
It talked about a store that's like considered the most haunted places in the country. And one of the things that happened is they found a guy. Okay. So this one unit, Union Army, guy was trying to get away, got shot. As he was dying, he took out a picture of his family, of his three kids and his wife. Okay. Days later, when medical people were going through the bodies, the guy had it in his hand. All right.
Mm-hmm.
One of the guys gave it, he's from Philadelphia, gave it to a guy in the newspaper, whatever, and they didn't have the technology to put in pictures yet in newspapers. So he just described the whole thing. People went so big into that, they found out who the actual guy was and his contact, his family, and everything like that. They're from New York. Because the guy was I think it was a Confederate doctor, but when he found that, it's like, it was so heartbreaking that the guy was just holding it. It's the last thing he looked at while he died.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, but that's the spot, Todd, that they say is one of the most haunted places in the country where you talked about going.
Yep.
Yeah.
That would be worth going.
Yeah.
If they say, look at the 6-foot waves.
Okay. Wow. Here it is. Okay. For a couple of things. I'll tell you one thing. I will be downloading this episode of the podcast and saving it, listening to it on repeat. That music was off the charts. Oh. Awesome. From Nancy.
Thanks, Nancy.
Here's the other thing from Jim. 6-foot waves at 3 miles per hour. Kids driving their dad's boats rips apart the Fox River shore too.
It's got to be faster than 3 miles an hour.
I guess, but I'm just.
Wow.
Yeah. You've never heard of this.
No,
it's a big thing that's just happening this year, I believe. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're going to, the association's going to get together.
I think there isn't a state thing. I think, all the different lake associations, call it, some of them are trying to.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give you a report on Monday.
But that's what I was asking, if they have those in the lake you're going to be on.
I'll let you know Monday.
Okay. So,
anyway. Yeah.
You know what he's going to be doing, Todd? Renting one of those boats.
Does that do the 6 foot?
Kids, come here. You're not going to believe this.
I mean,
Grandpa's got something really fun for you this time.
Well, I want to be that grandpa.
I know you do.
Before I take you to the orchard, let's go on a boat ride.
Right, let's flip you guys over on your 6 foot wave.
You're going to love this. You watch, Crunch.
Yeah.
Grandpa, have you ever driven on these? It doesn't matter.
Right.
Don't worry about it. I can figure this out. I can figure this out.
Send Grandma in the house and we'll get something.
Yes. All right.
Hey, wait.
Well, we got to send her a quick break. I don't know if our girl Terry is going to join us.
I'm trying.
I think she's not. I think she's got something against us, Terry Barr.
Spamming is what she's doing.
We got to send her a break. Back after this.
Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
Do you or someone you know have disabilities but are challenged finding resources and guidance? Focus on Freedom provides support for children and adults with diverse abilities with a variety of customized services such as one-to-one supports for individuals like daily living skills and training, along with personalized caregiver supports like foundations and caregiving seminars. Focus on Freedom empowers individuals to reach their goals and live as independently as possible, serving residents throughout Winnebago, Outagamie, and Fond du Lac counties. Find us at focusonfreedom.org, empowering independence, transforming lives.
This July 4th, Civic Media would like to give thanks and recognize men and women of the armed forces for defending our freedom and wish everyone a safe and happy Independence Day. This message made possible by Advantage Pest and Mosquito Control for all your extermination needs. Call 920-303-5754. 920-303-5754.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low. It just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This July 4th, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS would like to give thanks and recognize our men and women of the armed forces, both domestic and abroad, for defending our freedom and wish everyone a safe and happy Independence Day. This message made possible by Boondocks Pilings and Piers. Let Boondocks Pilings and Piers design and build your permanent lakeside oasis. Call now, 920-289-0326. 920-289-0326.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back. Wrapping up here on a beautiful Wednesday morning right now in downtown Appleton, downtown Oshkosh. Are we downtown in Appleton? I was going to say Appleton.
No, we're not.
Okay. We're Green Bay.
Well, we got two downtowns.
Green Bay.
Yep.
Sunny, Iceland, shower and storms this afternoon. High in the mid-80s today.
I don't think so.
Okay.
It is, Jim.
Yeah, it is, Jim. Thank you. We got a text. Oh, by the way, the Brewers at the Mets, 11:35 today, wrapping it up, and then 5:35 on WISS. And I got a text here. We're talking about those boats with amazing wake. Jim will never have one. They are too slow for him.
3 miles an hour, that's a little slow. That is a little slow, Dave.
Throw that one up.
So we do have a chance for some showers and storms. The chance is dropping, but it's still there for this afternoon.
Okay. It's been all over the place this year, though. Hasn't it, though?
What app are you using, and what's the city that you have there, Jim?
It says chance of participation.
Orlando. And participation? Or precipitation?
Precipitation. And it goes maybe 5%.
Okay, mine says, and I'm checking three apps right now, 45%.
Okay.
How
do I know what app this is? I don't even know how to tell.
You're asking me? Did you actually ask me a question with the word app?
Yeah, I don't know.
You could pick any person off the street and ask them that question.
Yeah, I don't know.
So it looks like 40% chance of rain after 5 p.m.
I'm using the 10-day forecast app. Does that help?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Okay.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't know either.
All right. We'll go with yours, Todd.
All right. So, Todd, tell us again about tomorrow if people heard that and would like to hear it again.
So, two things. Number one, you can download your podcast every day. Nancy actually said, if you see there on your screen, Nancy actually said she's going to download this podcast and keep it on her phone or her computer. Awesome. So she can listen to it anytime. You can do that as well. You can listen to the podcast on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts. You can get it on the Civic Media app, civicmedia.us. Click on shows, click on Mino and the Mayor. Tomorrow morning in our Daddy D Productions live music series, we're going to basically replay what we just heard on the show.
That sounds great. That sounds great.
Right. Is Terry coming on?
Terry is not.
All right.
By.
So she was going to talk about what she has going on Sunday. I interviewed for my show on Sunday the Bayshore Bicycle Club. They've been around since 1981. Everybody's heard about them. I wasn't sure what they did. Do you know that they do 3 rides a week? They have 120 members. You'll like this. On Wednesdays, they ride to a supper club.
Oh, really? I've never heard of that.
No.
That sounds really cool.
That's what I said. I'm in. Asked about favorites. He goes, well, yeah, I'm really going to mention favorites.
Try them all.
That's
cool. I think that's awesome.
And then Sundays they do a ride and one other day of the week. And, you know, they probably 12 miles an hour, maybe 14. They don't, it's not like they're speedsters, but because Sundays is a little
great
bit
way
quicker.
To see. You know, we were talking about one of the best ways to see a community is on the water. The other way is
on a bike. Yeah.
Not even a question.
No one ever gets left behind, right? I mean, if you're a little slower, he goes, we would never leave anybody behind. But just a cool organization. And I said, so what's like the mission? Like, what's the most important thing? You'd think, well, it's health and, you know, really appreciating biking. He goes, really, it's the social aspect. We talked about exactly what we talked about today again, is that how important, even with the realtor, how important socialization is. And how, if you don't socialize, it can, you know, be not good. I said, well, what about the winter? Oh, he goes, you know, we do snowshoeing and other things. So that I said, well, have you
gets them out of the house?
I said, have you considered a name change? You know, he said, no, we talked about it, but no, we're going
to
stay.
But I'm a firm believer in that, especially for people getting up there a little bit if they're retired or anything like that. Give them a good reason to get out of the house.
That's what he said. That's what they do. I thought it was just a really
awesome.
Really cool
I really
guy,
do.
And we had a nice visit. So.
You should join them. You got a bike.
And he said that I asked him about average age, and it would be like probably 10 years younger than us, but it's not a bunch of like 18, 19 year olds.
Right.
So it's more adults that, so yeah, it's $25 a year, $30 bucks a year. So anyway,
I think that's great.
That guy, it was really interesting for me. And then I talked to him a little bit more. Actually, the reason I know those guys is they'd come to meetings. Cause when we built the new street, they always want a bike lane.
Oh, and you were mayor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I might not be here though. Because I might be accepting a new job.
What's that?
I just got it. Good morning. I'm Elena, customer service representative from Best Buy. Your resume has been recommended by multiple online recruitment platforms.
Oh, my gosh, John. Really? You think that could come through?
Yeah.
Being a guy in a blue shirt?
Yeah.
Welcome to Best Buy?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
No experience required, free training.
Right.
Monthly salary $6,000 to $10,000.
And somebody annual. So somebody comes into the store, John. Let's role play just briefly. I come in.
Certainly.
High tech.
I'm going to be I'll say like an older gentleman. Okay.
Hi, hey, I'm John. Can I help you?
Oh, John, my name is Edward.
Edward, good to see you.
I got a phone here about 6 years ago.
You're wearing that hat, that cap. Where were you? You're in the Army? What branch?
That's exactly.
Army? So when were you in?
I was back in 48.
No, you were in 48. Come on.
At any rate, John, I'm having problems with.
But what were you, Army?
Yeah. Or Air Force? Yeah, absolutely.
Army?
Yeah.
What division? Yeah. Fourth division?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Okay.
Solid day.
What do you got there?
I've got a phone.
Oh, yeah. I got one too.
Yeah.
This thing, though, I got to be honest with you. I can't figure out. I'll tell you. Let me just show you something, Edward.
Yeah.
Do you know how to get. Look at this. I don't. Oh, wait. No.
This is exactly
hang on a second.
Are you having some problems? I might be able to help you
I'm
with that.
Find it. Well, I dropped it, and I don't know if I need a new one. So, I'm sorry. What'd you say here?
Can't make a phone call. For some reason, it's just giving me the wrong forecast. It's saying that it's going to be nice today, but I think it's going to rain.
Yeah. Don't believe that. Don't believe that stuff.
This is exactly
Edward,
how it would
right?
go.
Yeah.
No, it would. It would.
Edward, you think you got problems with your phone? The guy I work with, you can't believe this.
Or somebody would walk in and they would say to you, hey, could you help me with this app? And it's like, the applications are over there if you want a job.
I'm looking for some Bluetooth headphones.
Right.
What can I
do? Yeah. No, we don't sell toothbrushes here. So,
sure, I'm not happy with the service I've received here. Well, you know what? Yeah. We're not happy with you. Yeah. How's that? No?
Pass on that. Stay with radio. Stick with radio. Just you belong
another,
here.
Another edition of Mino and the Mayor Theater this morning.
You belong right
Todd,
here.
Todd, you did a phenomenal job putting everything together today, man. Phenomenal job. Yeah. Thank you, everybody. We're going to be playing those back again tomorrow. That was just awe-inspiring.
You got to be in the spirit now.
See you tomorrow, everybody.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump's big budget bill has left the Senate and is now in the House, where they will be talking about it for a while. Some Republicans expressing reluctance to support the bill, saying it would add trillions to the national debt. Others are worried about how Medicaid cuts will affect their constituents. The jury in Sean Combs' trial gets back to work today. They told the judge yesterday they had reached verdicts on four of the five counts, but are undecided on the racketeering and conspiracy charge. The man accused of murdering four University of Idaho students, Brian Kohberger, changing his plea today to guilty. He has accepted a deal from prosecutors. A famous athletic wear company is suing a famous big box discount retailer.
Lululemon accusing Costco of selling knockoff versions of a variety of the brand's most popular hoodies, jackets, and pants. Lululemon, the popular fashion brand known for its athletic apparel, filing the lawsuit in the Central District of California.
ABC's Rebecca Jarvis. This is ABC News.